Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. View to the Maze looks into the depths of the soul and articulates what is found there. It hopes not so much to give answers, but inspire questions. A book by Ujaz Tresong, which offers varieties of humorous topics. It's been called a rare gem of a book that would make a great compassionate gift, either for yourself or a loved one. Ujaz was born in Sydney in 1965, where he still lives. He's an avid and wide reader who learned more since leaving school, he says, than he ever did at it. As a young man, he tried to become well-rounded by learning how to make artifacts in common use. He's always taken a deep interest in the philosophies of life, has brought a scientific, evidence-based approach to this. Presently, he is semi-retired, works with the urban poor. To this, he brings blunt truth and sharp compassion. Currently running a small charity giving out food to people in need, Ujaz Tresong, author of View to the Maze, via Skype from Sydney, Australia, our guest on This Week in America. Ujaz, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
I love what you're doing and the excellent reviews your book, View to the Maze, is getting. Let's go back and talk about the beginning here. I understand maybe being in a coma for a while. What actually started this whole adventure for you?
Well, yeah, that inspired it. I spent 3 months in a coma because of chickenpox, of all things.
Yeah, we think that's sort of something that we all can deal with, and you were you're hospitalized and in a coma for that. What happened during that period?
Yeah, like it normally only goes into your peripheral nerves, but it crossed into my brain and gave me viral meningitis. And by the same token, shingles can kill me.
Yes. This is just an amazing beginning for the story. And you've said you never felt anything as intense before or even since. Talk about that experience, because it shaped you.
Well, it was weird. It was sort of like it was about a month and a half afterwards, and I was on a bus. And I know it sounds strange, but it was almost like having the entire universe fold through you. You know, and like I had spent a period of time since where I had some drug problems, though I'm over that now. And I'll tell you, it was more intense and more real than anything you could possibly imagine. You know, it sort of sent me a bit obsessed about science and philosophy for many years afterwards to find sort of what if it was real and what if it was just sort of a hallucination. And honestly, it seems most of it was real. And like the sixth poem of the book came from that. Like originally it was written out as a really long essay of about 50 odd pages, but it didn't really express what I wanted to, so I condensed it down to what I really call the epic poem, because it goes for exactly 1,000 words. And all the other ones are shorter and are sort of like the flavor of it, but also the shorter ones kept me sane when my sister went psychotic.
You addressed that. The book is so well done. The book of thoughts, of poems, View to the Maze by Ujaz Tresong. That's Ujaztresong. Book available at Amazon, AuthorReputationPress.com, in the bookstore as well. Talk about this desire to study physics and philosophy, because that really shaped your life after this. And that was sort of a mission that you were on, wasn't it?
Well, it was. Well, I sort of had two real visions. Like it was that for the understanding, you know, and like lots of people have the general interest in quantum physics, though I personally hate the Copenhagen interpretation. I far prefer the de Broglie pilot wave theory of it. It's more realistic to me. But yeah, I sort of wanted to gain a better understanding and, as I say, find out what if it was real. But as well as that, I sort of like look around me and people just don't know how to make the things that they use. And I think that that really traps people. So, you know, over a 20-odd year period, I worked in everything from soil testing for foundations to installing air conditioning to paving to bush regeneration to photocopier and facsimile repair. And, for a long time, I was either doing a part-time course and working full-time or doing a full-time course and working part-time.
I mean, and all of that sort of rounded you off, didn't it? It all gives you this perspective, this philosophy on life.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think too much specialization in a lot of ways. Like, yes, we get a lot out of specialization, but no one seems to ever get a grasp of the whole of things. You know what I mean?
Yes. The book is so well done. It's View to the Maze by Ujaz Trasong. It's available at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. When you started this, I understand it was what an essay, but you just really were sort of struggling with that and ended up with the poetic form. Talk about that and being able to express yourself in a poetry form.
There was also another sort of reason. So, like, two people read the essay that I wrote, and both of them became very mentally unstable. And it was weird. You could read it and think, it makes sense. And it was hard to argue with its points, but it felt that there was something deeply missing in it, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And as I say, the two people I got to read it both became very unstable afterwards.
Let's talk
So,
about the topics that you have in there. Why do you think that was, by the way? Just that's interesting that they would read this and develop this unstable nature. Why do you think that happened?
well, I think some concepts people can't aren't necessarily ready for them.
Yes.
And to a certain degree, in poetry, you're going to get out of it what you both are ready for and can deal with. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Instead of
exactly.
like when it's directly in front of you, it's more easy to be confronting and disturbing for people.
And there's something about a poetry that you can sort of interpret it the way you want to, rather than the bluntness of just an essay in your thought on something. And I guess maybe that's gives us a little freedom, a little safety as we're reading that. I mentioned a variety of topics. What are some of the topics, the concepts that you present to us in View to the Maze?
I'll give you a short one then.
Yes.
Kill the need for Lord and Savior, for no external agent can put things aright. Repossess that conscience renounced to authority and feel no guilt at trusting your mistrust, for life will not be forced into letter or law. Full consequence cannot be known. It's within our intent. We hope for the best.
Boy, that is
Whenever you
what.
make a decision, you
Yes.
can't know what's going to come from it. And so many things go wrong when people don't actually make their own decisions, when they just follow some either sense of ethics or someone else's idea on things, and like, you're not going to find the answers outside of yourself to your own life. You know it better than anyone else does. Same as everyone's harder on themselves than anyone else ever could be.
You have such a nice presentation as you're reciting that. Thoughts come as a recipient of your wisdom, and you interject humor in there as well. Talk about that. You've got an interesting sense of humor that I enjoy.
Oh, I think it's a bit dark at times,
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't think about my humor that much. It's hard to really judge, from the outside.
Well, yes.
But as I say, most of my deeper thoughts I've come put into a poem at one stage or another. One of the shorter ones, we are blind to our own faces. It's in others we discover ourselves. And it's so true. Like, if someone is pissing you off about something, you'll notice that the thing that you particularly notice in them that's getting you angry has something to do with you and something you have to improve on. It
Oh,
wouldn't get
yes.
you angry if it didn't apply to you as well.
Interesting. I love the insight, the wisdom that you bring to what you talk about in the book, and that rings so true when you stop and think about it. Like maybe that's not them. Maybe that's on me, something I'm doing that's provoking that emotion in somebody. View to the Maze is the book by Ujaz Trisong. Yeah, go ahead.
Something that provokes it in you. You're only really noticing it in the other person because in some way it applies to you. Otherwise you either wouldn't notice it or it wouldn't get you angry. You know what I
Yes,
mean?
exactly.
So many times you see faults in others and it's so what? But the fault you see in another person that gets you angry means that that fault's in you in some way as well. And that's why you're getting angry at it, because you're seeing it bluntly in front of you. It's something you don't want to confront often.
Ujaz Trisong is the author of the book View to the Maze and our guest on the program, coming to us via Skype from Sydney, Australia. How long did it take you to put this collection together for the book View to the Maze? How long a process was
Years.
that?
Yeah, it would have been about 15 years, and
Wow.
the from the long poem, epic poem being done till it finally being finished, but there would have been about four times as many short poems as are in the book before I edited it down.
Which.
And yeah, even some of the short ones would take up to a week or so to get right. Even though, it doesn't seem like much, but it'll have a dozen odd writings before it gets to be not as I wanted it.
I have a feeling when you say that, and you needed to do some editing, and certainly you were still thinking and looking and making observations, working on another book. It sounds like you've got I do sort of every day is a new experience for you and an opportunity for information material for a new book.
Well, I'm thinking about it, but not quite ready yet. One of the things actually, I think, whoops, sorry, slipped because of my cat. One of the things I think helps my poetry, again, sort of comes from that coma. Because have you ever heard of aphasia?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have a form of aphasia. It's very hard for me to write. Like, I can understand anything I read, but I have the spelling of an 8-year-old without spell correct.
Okay.
It's weird. And no matter how much I try, I cannot get spelling. And it tends to be the smaller words I have the most trouble with. If I wanted to write something like buy, I won't get it right, but write purchase, then I'm fine.
Interesting. Interesting. And that's part of the whole chicken pox coma thing that you went through then.
Yeah, like it ended up with minor brain damage to the left temporal lobe and epilepsy in the right temporal lobe.
Now, how are you doing today?
Oh, fine. I've been actually off medication for the last 8 years.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Ujaz Trisong, our guest on the program from Sydney, Australia. We're talking about his book, View to the Maze. The other big part of your life is helping people. I mentioned running a small charity, giving out food to people in need. Talk about that and why that is something that you really wanted to be involved in and why it's so satisfying for you.
Well, funny thing was, it was started by my partner 12 years ago. And like we were living in public housing, and they originally thought, look, let's open the community room for people so that there's somewhere for people to meet because there's so much social isolation around here. And then I thought to go to the local bakery because they've always got bread at the end of the day. And within no time, we were supplying bread 7 days a week to the local public housing buildings around here. And then we got in contact with Oz Harvest and started doing lunches for people. And there'd be up to 50 people throughout at each lunch, and most of them in their 70s and 80s, actually. It'd be their event for the week to meet up, etc., because, as I say, there's lots of social isolation around here. But then when COVID started, I thought to start food parcels, and that just expanded really quickly. Like a few weeks ago, shortly before housing took my storage off me, claiming that we were a infection risk to the building, though I think that was just their excuse because we're operating on the landing 20 meters from the entrance to the building. How that can be an infection risk to the building, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
But anyhow, before they took it off us, we were going through 1,800 kilograms of vegetables a week and 1,000 to 1,400 cooked meals. And we had over
Wow.
250 families registered with us for regular parcels.
That's just amazing work.
So the last few weeks, instead, I've been arranging for, around 500 odd kilos of vegetables to be delivered to the car park behind my building, and we set up some tables and immediately give it out. Because vegetables are some of the most expensive part of things, and we can keep something running to help people, even though we don't have storage or anything.
That's just amazing. So you're still able to function and help people and make lives better.
I have some of the best volunteers. These people are really dedicated, and you'd be surprised. Like all of them are either aged pensioners or disabled pensioners themselves, and yet they're really dedicated to help people and help each other.
It's just an incredible story in the work that you're doing and the work you're doing in with the book and how this is impacting people. What do you hope the takeaway is that people the hope for the book when they read View to the Maze? What do you hope they take away from the book?
Well, I'd actually like people that are more think that they're certain about life to be a little more uncertain. I think certainty is a real mistake. It's almost like I don't normally, go in for quotes of scripture and things. I'm not into that. But you know how they say seek God? It says seek God. Don't think you've found it. If you think you've found it, you immediately start going wrong, or you get right up yourself, or you think you're better than other people, etc. Seek, yes, but don't think you've got an idea of what's really going on. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's interesting that we all want certainty in our life. We don't like that anything that's uncertain. We want to have that solid factor there, and that's so interesting. It's just such a unique perspective analysis that UJazz has on the universe, his life and our lives. It really gets you thinking. It's a book that is so well done, which is why the book is receiving such excellent reviews. And I hope that book number two, the follow-up, comes out because there's a whole lot more. I just love the conversation, being able to talk with you and have you share some wisdom with me. And everything you're saying makes perfect sense. That's why the book is doing so well. The book is View to the Maze, UJazz Tresong. That's UJazTresong. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com, the bookshop. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, and of course, information on our website. UJazz, a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with feeding people over there. Good luck with feeding their minds as well with your wisdom, the writing and the book View to the Maze. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our
Very nice.
pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the day. Got up real early in the morning to be with us from Sydney. UJazz Tresong, View to the Maze, with his co-writer that we can see there at the end. What's your cat's name?
Ben, he's a miracle cat. His mother was sleeping under a car, and the car owner didn't know this. And she
Ooh.
got run over and killed. And he was born by being popped out by the car wheel as his mother was killed. And I hand raised him.
It's what a
A
remarkable
friend of mine
story.
who's They've never heard of a cat either surviving that or surviving never seeing its mother because they normally get their immune system from their mother's milk.
That's just an amazing story and a good-looking cat that you've got there. So thanks to Ben for being in the audience for the program today. UJazz, thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. UJazz Trisong, author of View to the Maze. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com and Amazon. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.